Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us. Today, we're going to explore some more of the information that is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of this information is to give all of us encouragement, support, and assistance during this tumultuous time. The celestial sharing today is regarding the mystical month of May. This is a very powerful time of year, and with all of the challenges going on in people's lives, it is a real opportunity for us to utilize this influx of light that is happening now for the benefit of all humanity. During our special time together today, we're going to invoke God's transfiguring divine love with the intent of lifting all life into a more harmonious frequency of existence. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together through our collective consciousness, we are creating a mighty force field of light that is serving as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet. It's important for each of us to remember the profound truth that we are one with all life. And in case you may have forgotten, I will remind you that you are not the fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality that maybe your human ego has manipulated you into believing. You are a beloved child of God, and you are powerful beyond your knowing. The time for you to begin fulfilling your divine potential and recognizing who you are is now. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from on high than ever before in the history of time. The divine intent of this radio program is to give each of us the opportunity to increase the light that we are adding to the world. The goal of the Company of Heaven is to also help us see the bigger picture of the divine plan that is unfolding for each of us day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we will be able to move through these difficult times with joyous expectations and hope instead of feeling anxious and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge that is pouring forth from the realms of truth, we will truly understand and know that the light of God is increasing on this planet in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness we have ever experienced in the history of time. As you listen to the celestial message and guidance that I will be sharing with you today, know that I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth or from the realms of truth just because someone told you it is so. Ask your I Am presence for guidance and ask that it be revealed to you in the deepest recesses of your heart, and you will know and experience a resonance of truth as this applies to your divine plan. During this hour, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you are able to tune in with us live, or if you're listening to our radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, which is your true God self, and by the Company of Heaven, who are the legions of light throughout infinity. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God that we will be invoking this sacred and holy day is always victorious, and you are an aspect of that light. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, feel your body being brought into perfect balance with your I Am presence, your true God self. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the divinity within every I Am presence. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we have united with every man, woman, and child on earth. And together, collectively, through each of our I Am presences, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity of our hearts. This transfiguring divine love is flowing through our heart flame into the heart flames of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is flowing from heart flame to heart flame, forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of God's pure divine love is spanning the abyss from the densest frequencies of humanity's miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life are now ascending up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will now flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her peoples, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth. This is occurring through each of our heart flames now as we affirm within the deepest recesses of our hearts. O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do we immerse ourselves now and forever. We consciously surrender our vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being, until the divinity within us, our I Am presence, is a pure focus of love radiating continually through our four earthly bodies, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path we walk in life now leads only to love. Our physical bodies filled with love become shining and invincible. Our etheric vehicles radiating love transmute the past. Love in our minds ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in our feelings affirms that God is the only power acting. As we are thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, we know that our Father, Mother, God are working through us, radiating forth the perfection of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, all that is to humanity and all life, which we have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, our spirits become Holy Spirit, and we are the love of God reaching out to claim this earth. In love, we magnetize all of God's blessings to us, and in love, we radiate these blessings forth to all life around us. We are the spirit of love permeating form, until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. We feel the pulse beat of love in all life and the continuity of love in all of the experiences we have ever had. It is all love. We were born out of love. We are evolving through love, and we are ascending back into love. We are all love, and we are grateful. And so it is, beloved, I Am. We now return our consciousness to the room and become aware of our physical bodies. As we allow the transfiguring divine love of our Father, Mother, God to be assimilated into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and the four earthly bodies of all humanity. The month of May is always a very spiritual and a powerful time. This year, we have an even more powerful opportunity to utilize the gifts of May to increase the light of the world. May is considered a very mystical month because of several activities of light that take place during this time of year. On the beginning of May, the 1st of May, Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart is open in the inner realms of perfection, and it is open throughout the entire month. We have the ability to go into this temple when we go to sleep at night, to connect with the divine love of beloved Mother Mary, and for the divinity within our heart flames to expand and to be brought into balance. Also on the 1st of May of every year, it is known as Saint Germain's Ascension Day. Saint Germain is an exponent of the violet flame of God's infinite love, balance, harmony, and transmutation. He works with legions of light associated with the violet flame to bless all life on earth with this powerful force field of sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. Another event that takes place in May is known as the Wesak Festival, which occurs during the Taurus full moon. This year, that will be on May 9th. The Wesak Festival is one of the three celebrations that take place in the springtime. The first celebration is the Aries full moon. This is the full moon of Passover and is the full moon that takes place just the Sunday prior to Easter. During that time, the full momentum of the resurrection flame and the divine momentum of Christ consciousness flows into the planet to bless all life. During the Wesak Festival, which is celebrated as both the birth and the ascension of Gautama Buddha, the energies of Buddhic consciousness, which is divine enlightenment and understanding, are blended with the Aries energies of the Christ, the love nature of the Christ presence within us. And the Buddha and the Christ bathe the earth with their gifts of divine love and enlightenment. The third celebration is the Gemini full moon, and that is known as the celebration of the goodwill festivals of humanity. This is the time when the Buddhic energy of enlightenment, the Christed energies of divine love, are projected through humanity's heart flames to bless the earth and to bring forth the goodwill nature of humanity to bless all life. This year, the violet flame is going to be greatly accelerated. Because of the incredible activities of light that have been accomplished by light workers over the world for the last few years, Saint Germain is now able to bless humanity with unprecedented fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame. This influx of light began last year on the 1st of May and has been building into momentum throughout the year until this cosmic moment. On the 1st of May this year and expanding throughout this entire month, greater influxes of this fifth dimensional frequency of the violet flame than humanity has ever experienced will bathe the earth to assist in transmuting the discordant energy that is now being pushed to the planet to be transmuted back into light. This year on Saint Germain's Ascension Day, we received a greater influx of the violet flame than ever before. This is because of the need of the hour and the heartfelt invocations of hundreds of thousands of light workers all over the world. This powerful light is now building in momentum as well, and it is flooding through the heart flames of light workers into the negativity that is surfacing all over the world through the purging process that we are all experiencing. The light of God is increasing on this planet, and anything that conflicts with that light is being pushed to the surface to be transmuted and healed. This is what we are experiencing and witnessing as we turn on the news or read the newspaper and see incredibly difficult challenges taking place in humanity's lives, going through all facets of our earthly experience. This year, Saint Germain and his legions of the Violet Flame are blazing this sacred fire in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy on Earth. What the Violet Flame is the perfect balance of our Father God's sapphire blue flame of divine will, power, and authority, and our Mother God's crystalline pink flame of divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. The perfect blending, the perfect balance of the essence of our Father Mother God forms the unfathomable power and might of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. The violet flame this year will build in momentum daily and hourly throughout the entire month of May. This is the most powerful frequency of the violet flame that humanity has ever experienced. Willing light workers around the world have volunteered to assist Saint Germain and his legions of the violet flame by being an open door for these new and powerful energies of the violet flame, the balance of our Father Mother God's light. The more of us who willingly volunteer to be an open door for this unprecedented influx of the violet flame, the faster we will move through the necessary cleansing process that we are now in the midst of. Therefore, these energies that Saint Germain and the legions of the violet flame are invoking will flow through our heart flames if we volunteer to be the open door. In alignment with the universal law, the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. This means that in order for this powerful frequency of the violet flame to manifest in the physical plane of Earth, humanity must invoke this light and draw it through the divinity within our heart flames. This must occur through someone abiding in the physical plane. Even though Saint Germain and the beings of light are committed to assisting us, unless we, who abide in the physical plane, invoke this light through our I Am presence, giving permission for this sacred fire to pass through our heart flames, the earth and humanity will not have access to its transmuting power, and we won't be able to experience the powerful cleansing and transmutation of this discordant energy that is being made available to us as a gift of unprecedented divine grace by our Father Mother God. What this means is that once again, we are being called to a higher service. We are being asked by our Father Mother God, Saint Germain, and the entire company of heaven if we would be willing to put forth the necessary effort to be the open door for God's light in the physical plane of Earth. This is not a monumental task. It is simply a matter of invoking these new frequencies of the violet flame and giving permission through our I Am presence for them to flow through our heart flames to bless every particle of life evolving on this sweet earth, and to transmute every frequency of discord, every frequency that's manifesting as pain or suffering in anyone's life, back into its original divine perfection. If this resonates within the flame of divinity in your heart, please join with me now and the light workers all over the world who are tuning in with us today. Together, we will create a mighty force field that will begin the process of becoming the open door that no one can shut for this unique gift that is being given to us in the month of May, this infinite light, the divine balance of our Father, Mother, God. As usual, I will state these invocations in the first person so that we will all experience them personally and tangibly in our own lives. But it's important that we know that we are serving simultaneously as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth. We are invoking the mighty I Am presence of every person on the planet to join with us in perfect alignment with each soul's divine plan. This gives permission for the I Am presence to allow this light to flow through every heart flame in alignment with the highest good for all concerned and every single person involved. As we begin this sacred activity of light, go within to the divinity of your heart. Breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, feel yourself merging and becoming one with the perfect light essence of your mighty I Am presence. As your I Am presence takes dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, know that we are invoking this light simultaneously for all humanity, and the I Am presence in alignment with the highest good for each soul is intervening in perfect divine order. And now, within the divinity of our heart, we invoke the violet flame. To the beloved presence of God, I Am, now blazing in my heart, I invoke beloved Saint Germain and all of the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the new fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Blessed ones, as I invoke the violet flame for myself, I simultaneously invoke it for my loved ones and all humanity through their mighty I Am presence. Blaze, blaze, blaze the full momentum of this sacred violet fire in through and around every electron of precious life energy I have ever misqualified in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown. Transmute these patterns of imperfection, cause, core, effect, record, and memory into God's infinite perfection. I am now blazing the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame through every thought, word, action, or feeling I have ever expressed that reflects anything less than the immaculate concept of my full divine potential. Beloved I Am presence, look into my life now and see what yet remains to be balanced by me to any person, place, condition, or thing that I may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason whatsoever. Beloved I Am, reach your great loving hands of light now into all of the positively qualified energy I have released throughout my earthly sojourn, and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as I have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of divine love, whatever is necessary, to balance every debt I have ever created, which still remains unpaid to any part of life. Beloved I Am, I ask you to forgive through the power of the violet flame every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged me in any way, and balance all debts that are owed to me by life everywhere. I accept this God victoriously accomplished through the power of God, I Am, and so it is. I am now a force of the violet fire, more powerful than any human miscreation. I am inbreathing the fifth dimensional violet flame of infinite transmutation into my heart center, and I breathe it out through my heart chakra into the core of every person, place, condition, or thing in my life, conscious or unconscious, past or present, through obvious choice or through karmic liability. This sacred fire is flooding the earth, and as it does, the violet flame transmutes every electron of precious life energy that conflicts with the perfection of my divine potential. This sacred violet fire is loving free every point of life in my universe. Through this activity of light, I am lifted into the infinite realms of perfection, the frequencies that transcend anything that is not of the light. I am free. I am free. I am eternally free, and so it is. I am now flooding the earth and my entire being and every single etheric record since the beginning of time with the joyful experience of divine forgiveness. This is flowing through the etheric bodies of all humanity, the etheric strata of earth, affecting the etheric records and memories of all humanity, as each particle and wave of life begins to experience the joyful divine forgiveness of our Father, Mother, God. As one heartbeat and one breath, one consciousness of pure divine love, humanity and all life now perceive that in forgiving, I let go of all of the effects of misused energy impinging on my life and the lives of all humanity. I let go of the ignorance, confusion, and pain of this world. I now know that I have come to love life free, and so I shall. This is the heart center of my existence, the joy of forgiveness, forgiving all life as it returns to my awareness. From this moment forth, I am setting free all life into a higher vibration with the gift of forgiveness that my Father, Mother, God have given so freely into my keeping. I am a force of the violet fire, now flooding this sweet earth. I am the joy of forgiveness. I am the joy of forgiveness. I am the joy of forgiveness. Now, in the name and by the power and authority of the presence of God, I am. I invoke Saint Germain and the legions of the violet flame to blaze the violet fire with the power and might of 1,000 suns in through and around every electron that makes up the atoms of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and hold that violet flame sustained. Double it each hour throughout this entire month until these earthly vehicles are fully assimilated into the perfection of humanity's solar light bodies. Expand, expand, and intensify daily the mightiest action of the violet fire in through and around all nations, races, cultures, creeds, and religions in every country of the world, and blaze the violet flame through every person's home, their place of occupation, and their overall environment, until the perfection of the new earth is manifest for all life. Expand, expand, and intensify daily the mightiest action of the violet fire, in through and around the cause and core of the creative centers of all doubt and fear in the earth, on the earth, and in the atmosphere surrounding the earth. Transform these creative centers into expressions of God confidence, trust, hope, and inner knowing. Expand and expand the violet fire and of purification and transmutation in through and around the landed surface, the waters, and the peoples of every country, province, state, city, town, and hamlet in the world. Establish mighty foci of the violet fire in the etheric realms over each of these locations, and intensify this purifying activity of light daily and hourly, transmuting anything that conflicts with the infinite perfection of the new earth. Allow this light to be expanded daily and hourly with every breath I take. Now, in the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am, pulsating in every heart, I speak directly to the heart of the violet flame. Sacred fire, enfold me in the purifying, forgiving, healing substance of your light, which causes the consciousness and feeling of divine love and freedom to flow through me constantly as I bless all life on earth with every breath I take. Let this purifying essence saturate the atmosphere wherever I live, move, breathe, and have my being on this blessed planet, so that the miracle working activity of this violet fire will give tangible proof of its existence to all humanity. Beloved violet flame, direct legions of your angels of the violet fire to blaze the flame of forgiveness and freedom into the heart of every evolving soul, so that we will all learn to use our light to the fullest in our service to life and to the cause of freedom on this blessed planet. Beloved victorious violet fire of freedom's love, I love you, and I do now most earnestly and sincerely call you into dynamic action. Perpetually blaze your transmuting flame into the beings and worlds of every man, woman, and child on earth. Enable each one to know that your healing presence will always bring happiness and release from anything that is not of the light. Enfold every person in the power of your light and transmute all imperfection in their lives in divine order through divine love. The victorious violet fire of freedom's love now heals our bodies, harmonizes and stabilizes our feelings, illumines our consciousness, and sets us free, raising us into full mastery over all human appearances and desires and feelings, now and forever sustained. And so it is. Beloved Saint Germain and the legions of the violet fire, who are assisting us in unprecedented ways throughout this sacred month of May, we ask you to intensify this activity of light through our heart flames, increasing it daily and hourly, moment by moment throughout this month, and permanently sustaining it throughout the rest of our earthly sojourn, until this planet Earth and all her life is wholly ascended and free. We accept this God victoriously accomplished right here and right now through the presence of God, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room and I become aware of my physical body. As I allow the violet flame and all these gifts from the heavenly realms to be assimilated through my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar light bodies and projected into the four earthly vehicles of beloved Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her. During the mystical month of May, another activity of light that takes place is on the 1st of May and continuing throughout the entire month. Beloved Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart is open in the inner realms, and all of us, as we go to sleep at night, have the ability to visit this sacred force field of light simply by asking our I Am presence to take us to Mother Mary's Temple and to bring us back safely in the morning as we awaken. Mother Mary is a very powerful being of light. And as we experience this light throughout this month, she is giving us a sacred blessing. This year, Mother Mary is taking humanity a step further into the frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love by intensifying the sacred gift that she gave to each of us when we visited her temple last May. Throughout the month of May, when each of us goes to sleep at night, through the gift of our I Am presence, we are being escorted into the temple of Mother Mary's Immaculate Heart in the inner realms of illumined truth. Once we are there, Mother Mary is blessing each of us and greatly empowering the cloak of divine love that she gave to each of us last May. This gift from on high is lifting every man, woman, and child into higher frequencies of our Father, Mother, God's transfiguring divine love than we have previously been able to experience. This merciful act of divine intervention and grace from Mother Mary is increasing our ability to be powerful forces of love while we are facing any adversity in our lives and moving through this very necessary but difficult cleansing process that we are now in the midst of. During this critical time on Earth, Mother Mary is working tenaciously to help each of us expand and balance the immortal, victorious threefold flame within our hearts. Since the return of the Divine Feminine, our Mother God, which took place in August of 2003, the feminine aspect of deity within each of us is being brought into harmony and balance. This balancing process has been gradually unfolding within each of us under the direction of our I Am presence in perfect alignment with our divine plans. Now it is time for this process to take a quantum leap forward within our heart flames and our right brain hemispheres. The masculine and feminine polarities of our Father, Mother, God are both necessary in order for us or any facet of life to exist. This is true whether we're talking about a grain of sand, a flower, a human being, or a solar system. Both polarities must be present in order for life to exist. But for life to thrive and to reach its highest divine potential, both polarities must not only be present, they must be balanced. Originally, the masculine and feminine polarities of God were balanced within every evolving human being. The masculine polarity of our Father God blazed into our left brain hemispheres, activating our rational, logical minds. Then it expanded into every cell and organ of our bodies through the power center of our throat chakra. The light from our Father, Mother, God is sapphire blue, and it forms the blue flame of power within the immortal, victorious threefold flame that pulsates in our hearts, cradling the permanent seed atom of divinity within us. In the beginning, the feminine polarity of our Mother, God blazed into our right brain hemispheres, activating our creative and intuitive minds. Then it expanded into every cell and organ of our bodies through the love center of our heart chakras. The light from our Mother God is crystalline pink, and it forms the pink flame of love within the immortal victorious threefold flame in our hearts. When our right and left brain hemispheres are balanced, and the masculine power of our Father God in our throat chakra is balanced with the feminine love of our Mother God in our heart chakras, the pink and blue flames within the immortal victorious threefold flame merge and become one magnificent violet flame. This violet flame activates as it ascends into our brain centers, our spiritual brain centers. It activates our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brain. When these spiritual brain centers are activated, our crown chakra of enlightenment opens to full breadth, and we experience the birth of Christ consciousness. This forms the yellow-gold light from our Christ self, the true planetary child of God. This Christ consciousness, this golden light from our crown chakra, is then anchored and expanded through our crown chakra into every cell and organ of our body. It forms the golden flame of wisdom and enlightenment within the immortal, victorious threefold flame of our hearts. The pink, blue, and gold immortal, victorious threefold flame that pulsates in every heart and holds the permanent seed atom of our own divinity is the perfect manifestation of the Holy Trinity. It is the divine balance of our Father God's power, will, and authority, our Mother God's love, adoration, and reverence for all life, which is also referred to as the Holy Spirit, and the Son and Daughter of God's wisdom, enlightenment, and understanding, which is often referred to as Christ consciousness. This is the very essence that Mother Mary helps us sustain and expands through us through the Immaculate Heart, evolving in every soul. As we enter the Temple of the Immaculate Heart during the month of May this year, beloved Mother Mary will embrace each of us in her loving arms. Within her embrace, she will awaken within us the remembrance of our sojourn in her sacred temple prior to this embodiment. We will remember that we came to earth during this cosmic moment with but one desire, to do God's will. We will understand that we volunteered to be powerful instruments of God during this critical time, and that we have been training for eons of time for this mission. We will also remember that we promise to be the full manifestation of divine love while serving the light in this embodiment. Mother Mary's gift of our cloak of transfiguring divine love will greatly empower our ability to fulfill our divine mission. With Mother Mary's assistance, we will remember that we chose to bring a portion of the divine plan encoded within our heart flames through the veil of physical birth. And she will remind us of the vow she took to come and assist us at this time of the fulfillment of our missions. Mother Mary will also help us to remember the capacity we have within our life streams to fulfill our divine purpose with dignity, honor, and victory. During the holy month of May, Mother Mary will assist us and our I Am presence to expand the chalice of the Immaculate Hearts, which cradle our immortal victorious threefold flames. This will allow the divinity within our hearts to expand and expand until it envelops all of our four lower bodies. The expansion of the chalice of our Immaculate Hearts will allow our heart flames to pulsate in perfect balance, bringing in the Trinity within us in divine order. As this occurs, our heart flames will blaze forth as great transfiguring forces of divine love, a force of divinity within us. And we will become aware of the presence of God in every cell and atom of our beings. This will pave the way for the integration of the perfection of our crystalline solar-like bodies that will transcend all of the maladies existing on Earth at this time, whether we're talking about aging, degeneration, disease, or any of the other illnesses or fallacies that are manifesting in our bodies. This is a miraculous process that has been unfolding for a time now, and this mystical month of May, it will be moved forward a quantum leap. Functioning within the frequencies of our solar light bodies, we will be able to consciously magnify the divinity within ourselves and expand this sacred light to all life. Every particle of life will then be able to reach up in consciousness, conducting this substance of divine love and healing into the world of form, until divine love, healing, prosperity, peace, joy, happiness, and all of the archetypes for the new earth are physically manifest. Now, please join with me as we seal this activity of light by sealing this activity of divine love that has been given to us by beloved Mother Mary, our Mother God, and the legions of light throughout infinity. Mother Mary serves as an aspect of the all-encompassing, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent aspect of our Mother God, all that is, who works in perfect harmony and balance with the omniscient, omnipotent, all-encompassing presence of our Father God. Once again, go within the divinity of your heart and experience this light now. Our Mother God and the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity are now sending forth a clarion call for the legions of love to come forth now. 12 magnificent solar archangels of pure divine love are descending into the atmosphere of Earth from the great, great silence. These powerful archangels are taking their strategic positions around the planet as they willingly prepare to assist in this activity of light. The solar archangels are stationed equal distances around the Earth's equator. And as one unified force of divine love, they breathe the essence of God's transfiguring divine love from the very core of creation into the heart of every person on Earth. This influx of transfiguring divine love flowing through every person's heart is creating a symphony of love that ensouls and interpenetrates beloved Mother Earth and all her life, forming a magnificent fifth-dimensional solar heart of divine love around this planet. This influx of divine love now penetrates into the fifth-dimensional solar heart chakra of every man, woman, and child on Earth. Every person's I Am presence becomes a power point of light unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other person on Earth, inbreathing, assimilating, expanding, and projecting this force field of divine love, expanding the grid of divine love, the bridge to freedom, which is forming the abyss from the densest frequencies of discord on the planet into the highest frequencies of God's infinite perfection in the realms of the fifth dimension. This light is pulsating through all humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of Earth. The I Am presence within every person is now an open door for this resplendent light. Through the I Am presence, every person is seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of this love, and hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of this sacred light. Now, in unified consciousness, we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of divine love over which humanity is now ascending out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of light. This is what our Father, Mother, God's magnetic force field of divine love is attracting into each of us, personally and collectively. We are beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving this sweet earth and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. Now, in perfect divine unison, every I Am presence affirms, I am a universal force field of transfiguring divine love. The love of God is now thriving on earth through the heart flames of every person. The flaming heart of divine love that is now encapsulating the earth is transfiguring into light every frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is less than God's transfiguring divine love. The dedicated light workers who are serving the light through this activity are selflessly paving the way for the new earth. The I Am presence of each one is permanently setting this earth on a planetary course of divine love, right here and right now. And so it is. I breathe in deeply and I return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical bodies as I gently move my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I gently open my eyes and I continue breathing normally. Precious Heart, throughout this entire month, it's important for us to focus on the violet flame in whatever way resonates within the divinity of our heart and be cognizant of this gift of transfiguring divine love. This cloak of love from beloved Mother Mary is expanding through us, greatly being intensified as we enter Mother Mary's temple of transfiguring divine love of the Immaculate Heart every night when we go to sleep. Feel these energies expanding through you and seek out every force of assistance that you can join energies with, all of the beings of light that are willing to work with you in this healthy endeavor, knowing that when we join together in a unified effort, our energies are expanded 1,000 times 1,000-fold. If you are interested in adding to the light of the world by working with legions of light associated with this violet flame, you can do so through our CD and our violet flame booklet. I know that many of you have this, and every time we work with these booklets and the invocations or the violet flame CD, we are joining in consciousness with the collective force field of light that is building and has been building for a few years now. If you are interested in expanding the light in this way, you may have access to these tools through our product section on our website. Our website is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. But we don't need a book or a violet flame to do this. This is a way to empower things, but we have every bit of ability to invoke it on our own as well. Listen to your heart and experience this light that is flowing through you. This is a cosmic opportunity of unprecedented proportions. Remember that the WESAC Festival is on the 9th. This will be another day to greatly expand this. The 10th of May is Mother Mary's Mother's Day, and the 10th of May, drawing forth the Divine Feminine, it's not by chance that we celebrate Mother's Day during the opening of the Temple of Mother Mary's Immaculate Heart. So focus on the divine light of our mothers as this light flows into our planet this month as well. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this hour with me today. I am grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this earth. And I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join with us again next week for another global activity of light in which we will join together to add to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.